the battle that is strong and the life that we live. And the title of the message this morning is Going to the Top of the Hill. We must get to the place in our life where we get out of the valley and we get on top of the hill. This morning, if you're in a valley or you've been in a valley, I ask you this morning, what's hindering you from getting to the top of the mountain? What's hindering you from getting to the top of the hill? We have our Moses this morning that is standing here, and he said he would go with the rod of the Lord. Hey, have you ever thought about what it takes to get on the mountaintop, what it takes to get on top of the hill? This morning, I want you to know, as we read the scripture this morning, I want these men, they're going to stand here during preaching this morning. Hey, Moses, he couldn't get on top of the hill without men going with him. And this morning, I can't preach to a set the word of God without some men that'll go along the side. So this morning, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Exodus chapter number 17 and verse number 8. And the Bible says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel. Exodus 17:8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose you out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill. There it is, getting on top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said unto him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses, his hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he set thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses, he built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. That is, the Lord is my banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, we realize that as a child of God, we're in a battle. Lord God, we're in a battle this morning, and we're in a battle every morning we wake up. Father God, Satan's on every corner. Hey, but I thank God that you are who you say you are. I thank you this morning that you're God and you're God alone. Father, I pray this morning that you would use this preaching to encourage some Christian that's in the valley this morning and they done got beat down and broken this morning. I pray that you would encourage them, Father, that they don't have to be worried about what's going on, but they can worship a true and living God this morning. Father God, there's people that are on the mountain this morning that is praying for the ones that are fighting in the valley. Lord God, I thank you that there's not everybody in the valley. Hey, but there's some on the mountain. And I thank God this morning, Father, that you're on the mountain. Lord, I pray you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, I pray this morning that you'd take this mess and turn it into a message. I pray you'd take the test that we're under and turn it into a testimony this morning. Father, I pray this morning for the one that's lost and dying, going to a devil's hell this morning. Father, they walked in knowing if they died, they'd go to hell. Father, I pray this morning they'd get out of that place and they'd get on the road to heaven this morning. Father, your word says in the Bible that if we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, hey, we shall be saved. Lord, this morning, these three men that are standing beside me this morning, I know in the next few moments he may get weary. Hey, but we didn't call him up alone. Father God, he's got somebody to help him. And Lord, I pray this morning that you help us in this service. You get honored, you get glory. And I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say it. Amen. This morning you may be seated. We're going to leave Brother Brent and we're going to leave Moses. Let me say, we're going to leave Moses up here and he's holding his flag. And I want you to know what Moses said. Moses told Aaron, he said, I want you to tell Joshua. He told Joshua, said, you stay in the valley. Hey, me and some men, we're going to the top of the hill. Ain't you glad this morning when you're in the valley, everybody ain't in the valley at the same time. Can I get an amen? Hey, friends, I want you to know there's still some, hey, that'll go to the mountain to pray. pray. They're not going to fight the physical battle. Hey, but they're going to go to the top of the mountain and they're going to fight a spiritual battle. This morning, you'll never win the physical until you get in the spiritual. And you'll never win the spiritual till you stay in the spiritual. He says this morning that Moses told Joshua to choose you out some men to fight with Amalek. And he was going to the top of the hill, because there's help on top of the hill. Psalm 121, the Bible says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Church, this morning we need to get to the hill. We need to get to the place where victory is. We need to get to the top of the hill and see what God can do. And this morning you say, preacher, why do we need to get to the top of the hill? What good is it going to do when you get to the top of the hill? I've seen four things that are on the top of the hill. You'll not find these four in the valley until you've been on top of the hill. Hey, I want you to know this morning, when you have men of God and you have women of God that's willing to go to the top of the hill, they're not willing to stay in the valley, even though the world looks dark, even though the world looks dim, even though everything around you is falling apart, you say, I won't stay in the valley, but I'm going to the hill. Can I get amen? He said, that's where my help comes from. It comes from the hill. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 9. And I want to give you this. You, number one, you can stand on top of the hill. You can stand on top of the hill. You may not be able to stand in the valley, hey, but you can stand on the top of the hill. Look what he says in verse number 9. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose you us out men and go out and fight with Amalek tomorrow. He says, I will. He didn't say I might. He didn't say I think I'll fight. He didn't say I think I'll pray. You didn't have to send him a text to remind him to pray. You didn't have to send him a text and sugarcoat him and tell him he needs to get on the mountain and pray. You didn't have to babysit him to get him on the mountain. You know what Moses said? Moses said, I will go to the top of the mountain. I will go to the top of the hill. I will go to the place that I need to pray. He said, you choose you out some men and you go and fight. I'm going to the top of the hill and I'm going to take some men with me. This morning, can I say to you, there's some men and women that are on top of the hill this morning, and they're praying for you this morning. Hey, this morning, you see, you can stand on the top of the hill. Number one, because he had confidence to go to the top of the hill. He says in verse number 9, he said, I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. You see, Moses knew when he got to the top of the hill, it wouldn't be about Moses. Hey, but it'd be about God. Friends, can I say to you, when you get to that mountaintop, it ain't never been about me and it won't never be about you. It'll be about what God does on the mountaintop in your life. Hey, I want you to know this morning, he said, I'm going to the top of the hill and I'm going to raise that rod up. I want you to know, not only did he have confidence to go to where God is, but he had confirmation to go where God was. If you've ever been where God is and he gave you confirmation that you can stand, hey, the world's going crazy. Hey, your home life's going crazy. Hey, the medical report's going crazy. Everything in your life is turmoil. I want you to know, if you've ever been with God, hey, you can get back with him and he'll say, all I want you to do is stand. I don't want you to waver. I don't want you to quit. I don't want you to get out. I want you to get in where I'm at. Hey, and old Moses, he stood up on top of that hill. I don't know who that was clapping, but I want you to know, if you don't get your clap back, you won't be able to stand. Amen. If you don't get your clap back, you won't be able to stand. Oh my goodness. He said he went to the top of the hill. Number one, he had confidence, but he had confirmation. In Exodus 7:19, he had done took that same rod and he turned that water into blood. You know what? Old Pharaoh wouldn't let the people go. And you know what God told old Moses? He said, you take that rod that's in your hand and you strike that water out there and it'll turn that river into nothing but blood. And you know what he did when he done that? It turned it into blood. And Exodus says that the water, it stunk. It was a stench in that water and they couldn't drink the water and they couldn't get no help. Hey, in the land that we live in today, there's a lot of things stinking, but I want you to know, on the authority of God's word, there's one thing that ain't stinking, and that's God Almighty. Hey, he ain't stinking. Hey, he ain't gave out yet. He's still on the throne this morning. Man, I hope you'd get in here this morning. I wish you'd get in there and start standing. Start standing on that. He said there's confidence to go to God because there's confirmation from God. He said that the rod of God, he done seen the water turn to blood. But in Exodus 14:16, he done seen the water had been parted And the children went around across on dry ground. Hey, I've not only seen where he turned the water into blood and he parted that water, but I've seen in Exodus 17:5, he struck that rock and water came. They hadn't had no water and they needed water. They was in a dry land. They was in a time of thirst in their life. This morning, I want you to know, if you'll keep standing for God, you will never thirst. He will always provide that water even when it's dried up. Hey, I want you to know, he provides that living water in your life when you stand for God. Amen. Oh, you just keep standing, he'll do it in your life. He said, number one, he had confidence to go. Number two, he had confirmation to go and stand. And number three, he was concerned, so he went. Oh, this morning, if it wasn't nothing going on in your life, but you knew somebody in the valley, would you still go to the hill to pray for him? Look what he says here in verse number 9. I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. This morning we have a brother standing here with this Christian flag in our hand. If there's one thing we should stand for in the world that we live in right now, it ought to be for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Friends, I want you to know this morning, they'll stand for all kind of things. They'll stand for things that ain't right. They'll stand for things that are wrong. But I want you to know this morning, as your pastor, I'm going to stand on thus saith the word of God. It don't matter who it makes mad. It don't matter who it makes glad. I got one person that I'm trying to please this morning, and his name's God Almighty, and he wants me to stand for him. He wants me to stand on that old rugged cross. He wants me to stand on the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This morning, when Moses went to the top of that mountain, he knew he was going to have to stand. Hey, I want you to know, you got some family members and I got some family members that are in the valley, and the only way they're going to win is if you and I keep standing for God and we keep saying that God is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Don't you give up. There's somebody in the valley that you need to be standing for this morning. Somebody in the valley you need to be standing for this morning. He said he's going to go to the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Look what he did in verse number 10. He said, I'm going to go stand on the top of the hill. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur, they went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand. There you go, Brother Brand. When he held up his hand. Hold that thing out, Brother Brand. Just keep holding on out. Don't rest it on your belly. He didn't rest it. Don't rest it on your belly. Hold that thing on out. Now, he didn't rest it. Right there. Get that thing in a strain. See, that's what's going on. We want to rest on something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ain't been rehearsed, by the way. We want to rest on somebody. We want to rest on something. This morning, we must be rested in God and God alone. We must not be propped up. We must be resting in what God said. That's why the church ain't being victorious. Instead of resting on God, we're trying to prop up on something else. Well, I thought this is a good word this morning. He wore me out with it. This morning you see this man, oh, look here. Look here what he's done. He's done got his brother there to help him. He said, number one, you stand on the hill. And look what he says, and it come to pass in verse number 11, and Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Well, as long as he kept his hand up and he kept the rod of God up, you know what? The battle was winning. But when he started letting it down, you know what happened? The old devil started prevailing. This morning, I want you to know you're going to have to get somebody in your life that's going to help hold you up. You're trying to stand on the word of God, and you need some men and women of God to come up beside you and help you hold each other up. Number one, we need to get to the top of the hill. Number one, so we can stand. But number two, so we can be steady. So we can be steady. If you're not steady when you're standing, you'll fall. You can stand, but if you ain't steady, you'll fall. Look what he says here, if you will, with me in verse number 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him. Brother Kelvin, give him a break right there for a minute. Y'all get this right here and set him down in there. You bring that right up here. Right here, Brother Kelvin. Help him out right there. Yeah, right there. Right there. Look at this. You ain't in the battle alone. Brother Brent, now just sit down right there. Oh, how much easier. Oh, they're helping him. You know what? Yeah, this kindergarten stuff, ain't it? But why ain't we doing it? It's kindergarten, preacher. Why ain't we doing it? God showed me this. If it's kindergarten, we should know to do it. We see a brother in pain and he's in war. We ought to bring something up and let him sit down a little bit. Take a load off of him. When he's got that rod of God in his hand and he's stretching forth, you know what we ought to do? We ought to help that brother. If you know somebody that is preaching and teaching and they're doing their best to live for God, don't condemn them. Get up beside them. Get right there with them. Love them. Love them. Hold them up. They're trying to stand. Help them be steady when they stand. You say, well, preacher, I've seen them fall and I've seen them mess up. I'm not the judge. You ain't neither. We're just supposed to be there to hold them up, lift them up, help them along life's way. But let me show you what I seen when they got steady on top of the mountain. We see him there. Look what he said. But Moses' hands were heavy in verse 12. And they took a stone, put it under him. And he sat there on. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side. Brother Cagle, the one on the other. Brother Brent, is that getting heavy? It was. We've been about 10 minutes in. You know why we don't stay steady in the walk for Christ? When we get about 10 minutes in, it gets heavy and we lay it down. This morning I want you to know he didn't save you for 10 minutes. He saved you for eternity. He saved you for eternity, and he's called you to stand and be steady for eternity. And the only way you're going to be that way is you get people on your side. You get people like-minded with you that's living for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they come up beside you and they hold you and they help you. Them men right now, if you ask them, I guarantee you their back is hurting. Right there in that lower back, right there, it's hurting. They could not prepare for this. They didn't know it was going to happen today. Anybody could have walked up here. I didn't prepare them for this sermon. I didn't prepare them for this task. And guess what? This week, hey, Satan's not going to let you get prepared. He's not going to let you get determined. You're going to have to already make your mind up that I'm going to stand and I'm going to be steady. You got to make your mind up right now. Friends, I want you to know you have a free will. You can either stand for him and be steady or you won't be. And he said in the word of God this morning as we look in verse number 12, but Moses' hands were heavy and they took a stone and put it under him and he sat there on and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. You know what? Here when Moses went up, he was a man of God. He wasn't a dummy. He was a man of God. He knew that if he went up by himself, he'd be defeated. He knew he needed help. He knew he needed help on the hill. Even though his hands would get heavy, he needed help on the hill, and he didn't want to go alone. He knew what the Bible said, that he needed to take two or more with him. Ecclesiastes 4:12, the Bible says, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a three old cord is not quickly broken. Hey, old Moses knew. He knew that if he went alone, he'd be defeated. Hey, but if he knew that he went with some men of God, they could overcome. Hey, I want to tell you about three Hebrew boys. Hey, you know what? When they went in that fire, they didn't go alone. Hey, when they went into that fire, there's a fourth man in the fire. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know on this hill that Moses went to, hey, wasn't just three on the hill. I got good news this morning. Hey, it was a fourth man on the hill. He said when they held him up and he started winning, hey, God was winning. This morning, I want you to know you're not in it alone. There was a fourth man on that hill. Oh, but listen to this. Let me give you this. I've noticed something. When they're on the hill, there was no fighting on top of the hill. Fighting was in the valley. Never fought on the hill. When they got up there and they got one in one mind and one accord where God was, there's no fighting on top of the hill. These men here ain't fought none this morning. They're holding steady. They're holding true. There's no fighting on top of that hill. You know why? Because it was about God, not them. This morning, you know why there's no fighting right here? Because it's not about them, it's about God. It's about God getting the glory this morning. Let me give you something else. I noticed there's no fighting on top of the hill. I noticed there's no fussing on top of the hill. Nobody fussed who was going to hold the rod of God. Nobody fussed about it. Nobody fussed about holding up his hand. Nobody fussed not one time about it. And I noticed this. There's no fretting on top of the hill if they was going to win it or not, because they had one mission on top of that hill, and that was God's will. This morning, church, we ought to have one mission and one will. It don't matter who gets to hold the flag. Let's get up beside it. It don't matter who's holding the flag. It don't matter who's holding it up. It don't matter who's holding the rod of God up. If you see a brother in trouble, let's don't fuss and fight. Let's get right up beside him. I'm telling you, that's my heart this morning. We must get to the hill as a church this morning. Number one, we must get to that hill that we can stand on top of the hill. We must get to the top of the hill, number two, because it's steady on top of the hill. But we must get to the top of the hill because there's success on the top of the hill. Look with me, if you will, this morning in verse number 13. Men, are y'all okay? Y'all okay? Y'all got it? Y'all ain't in a bind? What if they was in a bind? Ain't nothing I can do about it. I can't tell them to put it down. I can't tell them to put it down. If your back's hurting, So what am I going to do if they're in a bind? And they're holding up the armor of God and they're saying, I want God to reign in my family. I want God to reign in my... What do I do? Tell them it's okay, let it down. You can let go for today. And that's not my... I didn't tell them to hold up it. I'm not the one entered them in the race. God entered them in. What if they was at a place that they wasn't steady? What need to be done? Come on, somebody talk to me. Somebody else? Somebody else. Let's go. Who else was somebody else? Somebody else? Let's go. Come on, somebody else. Come on, somebody else. Look, the only way this church is going to have success for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is if we have somebody else to come along and hold up one another. It'll never work till we hold up one another. We grab one another. We hold one another. We hold them to that place in their life that they have success in God and God alone. You see, now there's no way that flag can fall. There's no way that rod of God can fall. There's no way that armor can fall, because there's success on top of that hill this morning. This morning, my desire as your pastor is that every member, every visitor of this church gets to a place that I'm going to the top of the hill. It don't matter what it costs me to get on top of that hill, I'm going to go there. My pride is out of the way. What I'm thinking is out of the way. I just want to be on top of the hill. This morning, their success on top of the hill in verse 13. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. There's success on top of the hill, number one, because there's prayer on top of the hill. Number two, there's pride on top of the hill. And number three, they surrender to God on top of the hill. When you surrender to God, that helps the ones in the valley. Moses, Aaron, and Hur hadn't forgot about what he had told Joshua to go do. He said, get you some men and go fight in the valley. Folks, I want you to know this morning, there's some men standing around this pole. There's some men and women out here in this audience this morning. And I want you to know that'll stand with you when you're in the valley. But you know what Satan says? Don't bother them with your problems. Don't bother them with your problems. Don't bother them with what's going on. This morning, I want you to know this on the authority of God's word. If you're going to be able to stand and you're going to be steady and you're going to have success, it's going to take a day in your life that you said, I'm not no longer going to stay in the valley the rest of my life, but I'm going to the top of the hill. I'm going to the top of the hill, and I'm not going to live in the valley. You know what? I've always heard it's greener in the valley, but I've also know this, it's in the valley. It's a whole lot worse in the valley. If you got to get in the valley to see God clear, get in there. But I want you to know this, I can see him pretty clear on the mountaintop. As I read this scripture, I didn't want to talk very much about Joshua in that valley, but he said, you make this as a memorial and rehearse it in Joshua's ears. You know why? Because Joshua's going to be a leader. It's going to come a day Moses is dead. And Joshua, now you're my leader. Every one of these men that's around this up here today helping Brother Brent hold this up, man, that right there is a picture for all to see. That this morning, you're not in it alone. You can go to the hill. You're not in it alone. He said, preacher, what are you talking about? And I want to share the last point of this. Number one, we need to go to the top of the hill because, of course, we can stand. Of course, because on top of the hill, it's steady. Of course, on top of the hill, there's success. But on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Huh? What? Huh? There's salvation on top of the hill. There's salvation on top of the hill. Not only is there success, but there's salvation. Moses knew. Moses was an Old Testament prophet, but he knew there's going to come a day that Jesus Christ was going to go to Golgotha and stand on that hill. And he said, I want this to be a picture for all to see, that when he stands on that hill, salvation comes. Folks, this morning I want to ask you a question. Have you ever been to the top of the hill? Have you ever been to the top of the hill? Ask yourself right now, have you ever been to the top of the hill? Have you ever been to the top of the hill for salvation? You've seen Jesus hanging on the old rugged cross. When you get to the place in your life and you look to the top of that hill and you see Jesus, you'll be able to stand. You'll be able to be steady. He's going to put men and women in your life. And you're going to have success because you've been to the top of the hill. God's laid that on my heart this week so much that this church needs to get to the top of the hill. I believe as your pastor, we've been running in the valley long enough. It's time to go to the top of the hill. I ask you this morning, as members and visitors of this church, are you willing to go to the top of the hill? Are you willing to go to the top of the hill? Are you willing to go to the top of the hill? Because you never know when you might be the one in the valley and need somebody to pray for you on top of the hill. There's one thing we've been prided ourselves in here a long time that God does through us. We're a praying church. And the only way we can be a praying church is because we've been to the top of the hill. I want to show you the last point in the Word of God. that showed me that salvation's at the top of the hill. Look with me, if you will. Man, y'all okay? Everybody okay? Y'all need some more help? All right. You hurting? You good now, ain't you? You can tote it now. What about you? You doing better now? You doing better? Oh, man, yeah. Oh, man, I see some big old hands up underneath there. I don't see no nail scar. Uh-oh. But I see some big hands on there. And them men put their hand on there because they've been touched by the nail-scarred hand. Look with me, if you will, in verse number 15. And Moses built an altar. Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. That is, the Lord is my banner. Joshua won the battle because of what happened on the hill. You and I will only win the battle because of what happened on a hill 2,000 years ago. Turn with me, if you will, in closing to John chapter number 19 and verse number 17. John 19, verse number 17. John 19, 17, the Bible says, and he, that being Jesus, and he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. Or skull hill. The hill of the skull. This morning, my question to you is, are you willing to go to the top of the hill? Are you willing to go to the top of the hill? If you've never been saved, I ask you this morning, what's keeping you from going from where Jesus Christ is this morning? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, this morning, if you just believe that Jesus is the Son of God, he'll save you this morning, mixed with faith. He said, if you believe, what's believe? Just trust. Trust and obey, for there's no other way. But this morning, if you've been in the valley fighting and you're tired of fighting in the valley, you say, preacher, I got to get out of that valley. What valley? Man, I look around this room. There's a lot of people in here. They may be in the valley. They may be in the valley. What am I going to do about it? We're going to go to the top of the mountain and pray for them. They need to know there's some people in their life that God's ordained for them, orchestrated out in their life, that's standing, that's steady, that's having success in their life only because of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning I ask you a question. Are you in the valley? And if you are you not tired of staying in the valley? Man, I would be. I'd be wanting to come to the top of the hill and saying, Lord God, I know this. I will have success. I will be able to stand. And I will be steady on top of the hill because the blood's been applied. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you this morning for who you are and what you are. Lord, these men to my left here holding this rod of the Lord up, holding this flag up, Father, if the world walked in right now, they'd think how foolish. But as a pastor this morning, I see men of God coming around, a man of God, and holding up his hands. Lord, that excites me. Lord, that thrills me this morning to know that I'm not in the battle alone. Lord, there's people in the pews right now that says, I thank God that I'm not in the battle alone. But Father, they're tired of being in the valley, and I am too. This morning, will you allow me to climb the top of the hill and be able to focus my eyes on you? Father, I love you, and I praise you. Whoever has never been to the top of the hill, I pray they go this morning. In Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said.